Small business owners are always passionate about their work, and they have a lot on the line. Let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business or scaling one or starting one from scratch, you need to get ready for Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Verizon has your back because they know small businesses can make a big difference. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, that combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry because I love these. How is your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for some spring cleaning. Well, Bombas just dropped soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place. And you know what? I just did it. Once you try Bombas, you are not going to look at socks the same way because they are obsessed over details. They have these anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds, so your feet feel great. It's like walking on little pillows. It's amazing. I love my Bombas. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout. People, are you ready for yet another episode? That's right. 2 in 1 week. A Scientology episode with Leah Remini and Mike Rinder. And now you get a mini? That's right, because in quarantine, we treat you right. Today on the show, we are talking about local news. We are getting into the PSCU, and we're going to hear from someone who lived through holy matrimony. All this and more on a brand new How Did This Get Made minisode. Hit the theme.
Citizen Kane's got nothing on the Miami connection. Wizard of Oz can say goodbye. The winner is never too young to die. Robert De Niro can't cash no checks, 'cause it never was in Jason X. Meryl Streep will never say a mighty chorus of kumite. How did this get made? Jazz singer wore blackface. And how did this get made? How did this get made? Giorgio and Ultraviolet. This bad movie is a masterpiece of shit.
All right, all right, all right. That's a fucking solid Matthew McConaughey. How are you, people of Earth? It's me, Tall John Shear. I'll be dropping impressions like that all episode long. It's a mini episode, which means more impressions in a shorter amount of time. What you talking about, Willis? I'm talking about How Did This Get Made? Again, Gary Coleman, Different Strokes, nailed it. Here's the deal, people. What we do in the mini episodes are simple. You know it. I don't even know if I need to explain it to you, but I guess I need to set the table and tell you. We're going to talk about last week's episode, which of course was Holy Matrimony, JGL, marrying Patricia Arquette. Holy cow, there's so much to unpack there. And we're going to tell you what we're going to be watching next week, which might blow your mind. And I want to give thanks. I want to give thank yous and gratitude to Tom McWatters. Did I say it weird again? Watters? Why did I say it like that? Tom McWatters? Oh, I don't know. I don't know, because water is one T. Tom has two T's, so I'm giving it McWatter and I'm giving it McWater. And you know what? I need to pluralize it both. Thank you, Tom McWatters. Thank you, Tom McWaters. Before we get started, here's the deal, people. I'm on Twitch. I'm doing things on Twitch, free things on Twitch. It's just like going to the UCB theater. You never know who's going to show up. Jason Mantzoukas, June Diane Raphael, Rob Hubel and I do a show every Thursday night. Come 5 to 7 Pacific time. Adam Pally and I, we just did a show with Chelsea Peretti. Screen Test. By the way, I'm going to plug Screen Test for a second. It's a movie game show. It has nothing to do with Unspooled more than the fact that Amy Nicholson and I host it. But we are looking for contestants always. You can join my Discord at discord.gg/Paul Scheer or my Twitch channel. Go join it. Go see what's going on there. If you've never done Twitch, I urge you to check it out because it's just like YouTube. It's free. It's fun. It's easy. Enough of my yapping. I don't need to yap anymore. I don't need to tell you all the things that are going on in my life, like the fact that I have a movie coming out on March 17th called Happily with Joel McHale, Natalie Z, Carrie Bechet, Kirby Howell-Baptiste, Shannon Woodward, Natalie Morales, Brecken Meyer, John Daly, Stephen Root. I don't need to tell you about that. Charlene Yee. It's going to be on VOD. And Arch Enemy just came out on Blu-ray. Which is kind of cool. I didn't know that movies came out in Blu-ray anymore. Is that an elitist thing to say? I just feel like, why would you get a Blu-ray at this point anymore? I don't know. Are you going to travel with them? I'm sure someone's going to be like, Paul, the quality. I got a 4K Apple TV. What more do I need? I don't know if I have a 4K TV. I think I do. Anyway, people, I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to tell you this. You don't need to hear me. Because I know that you have bigger issues in your life, things you need me for, things that I can help you with, because now it is time for me to put on a hat, a Sherlock Holmes hat, because I don't think there is like a therapy hat, but I'm going to put on a Sherlock Holmes hat and I'm going to answer your questions in something I like to call the Paul Helpline.
Call 619-PAUL, ask, call 619-PAUL, ask, you got a problem. Just ask for, you got some problems in your life. Just ask for.
Thank you, Hillary Gay. That's a name I don't need any help pronouncing because it's right there. I see it. I get it. Not like Tom with that McWatters, McWaters thing. Because Watters seems like I have an accent. Anyway, here's the deal. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist, but I do think I give damn good advice. As a matter of fact, when someone called and said, Paul, what's the best pizza in LA? I told him. He went. He agreed with me. Other people have said that I've gotten in the range. I don't need to hit the bullseye, people. I just need to get on the dartboard. So, Cody, Molly, my favorites, they have pulled together some great issues, and I'm going to get into it right about now.
Hi, Paul. This is Marlena from Canada. So during this lockdown time, like many others, me and my partner have been watching a lot of movies. The issue is that he tends to lean more towards post-apocalyptic sci-fi trash can fire, and I tend to like more uplifting, like comedies or musicals. We're in the unspooled category, I guess. So my question to you is, between those two criterias, is there a film that you'd recommend that could kind of fill both those needs? Yeah, love the show. Bye for now.
Ooh, that is a good question. Okay, my first thought, right out of the gate, Edge of Tomorrow, right? Or Live, Die, Repeat, the Tom Cruise film that's like Groundhog Day. I'd recommend that. I will also recommend, and I know a lot of women in my life who don't like post-apocalyptic films, love this, but Mad Max Fury Road, if you haven't seen it, it brings everybody together. June Diane, big fan of it, was very surprised. But let's kind of open it up a little bit. Let's open it up a little bit and make it more fun. What else would be a movie that you both could really enjoy? Quiet Place, a little bit of, you know, family, nice, right? But a little post-apocalyptic there. How about Okay, I got a good one. I love this one. 10 Cloverfield Lane. Doesn't totally fit everything, but I feel like it works. All right, I'm going to tell you that. And then one more for good luck. One more for good luck, because I feel like I'm giving you good. I'm on fire right now. I'm giving you good ones. This is the end. How can you not like This Is the End? I mean, it's such a fun movie. I like it. I like that. I think that would be really good. I feel like I'm going to end there. And oh, you know what? I won't end there. And I'll say Wall-E. Wall-E from Pixar. There's some suggestions. Go enjoy. Tell me how it worked. All right. Natalie from Michigan trying to nail down a very important question.
Hey, Paul. This is a little bit of a delayed call from some of the other shows that you guys were watching, but I was listening to some of the old Christmas episodes with St. Clair, and I've been connecting some dots, so I have a question for you. Was the girlfriend who you made out with at the Broadway show the same girlfriend who shot a gun outside her house after you broke up? Just trying to connect some dots for the Paul Scheer Cinematic Universe, you know, the PSCU. This is Natalie from Michigan, by the way. Thanks, bye.
Natalie, I appreciate any PSCU question. It was not the same girl. The girl that I made out with at Me and My Girl, made out with, kissed. You know, but whenever you, like, it was exciting to kiss anybody, was in sixth grade, and the girl who had the gun was, I'm going to say sophomore, junior in high school. Okay, so there you go. So different girls. Clan of the Cave Bear is girl with gun. Girl who liked Beastie Boys is the one that I made out with in a haunted house and during Me and My Girl. Okay, that is good. And now we're going to go to Anonymous. Anonymous, what do you got?
Hi, Paul. First time, long time. I was just calling because I was listening to another Earwolf podcast, Freedom, with Scott Aukerman, and he mentioned his friend, Tall John. So I'm wondering, is that Tall John you, or is there another Tall John in the Earwolf Collected universe? Anyway, just thought you might be able to clear that up. Have a great day. Thanks for all you do. Bye-bye.
Yes, there is a Tall John, a great, hilarious man. His name is John Schroeder. We refer to him as Tall John. I met him through Sarah Silverman. He is a writer on Bob's Burgers. He has been a writer on some of the great shows. I mean, Bob's Burgers is a great show. He's a hilarious man, a sweet man, and just the best. He makes me happy when I see him. So that is Tall John. There is two Tall Johns. I didn't realize it until someone pointed it out a while ago, and I'm glad that I can lay it down. I'm glad that I'm building the mythology here. All right, thank you everybody for your calls, and remember, call us anytime at 619-PAUL-ASK. Remember, it's an internet number, so you can call it anytime. Give me a call, ask me a question, give me feedback, tell me how it worked. I want to know, I want to get into it. And by the way, our Discord is kicking, discord.gg/HDTGM. We're doing a bunch of stuff over there. I'm popping in there. Cody's in there. Molly's in there. We're all in there. We could get Devin in there. All right. And by the way, these songs have been great. If you want to give us a song, do it. Just send it to us. Send it to howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. All right. We'll be right back after this. How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah, save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice. Plus, visit your in-laws. Plus, venture into the wilderness. Plus, wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eat all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick plus Mean Girls plus Jack Reacher plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas plus free delivery plus Paramount Plus, so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Now, while you are preparing for next week, it seems like we might have dropped the ball on some things from last week's episode because there was so much to cover. It was the last show that we did before. Was it the last show? No, it wasn't the last. It was the second to last show that we did before this pandemic shut us down for a year. But I'm sure there are things left unsaid, unsolved. I mean, June had to leave during the Q&A. We know that to be true. We're also going to give you a little bit of a deleted scene, a bonus scene about Holy Matrimony. That's going to open up a lot more questions and answer a lot more questions. So we got a lot going on. Anyway, here's a theme. Margonaut, I love that. It's like Margo and astronaut together. Great, by the way, great theme. Great theme. That's what I want, that level of professionalism. And by the way, before, everybody else was pretty great too. I'm just saying, I just liked it. I got into it. We've culled through dozens of voicemails and hundreds of message board posts. We're not even on earwolf.com anymore. Like I said, we're on our new Discord. And we're finding the best observations, theories, fact checks, and useless research. And we present them all here. Buckle up. We got some doozies. All right, so we're on the Discord right now. Pappy Doo writes, so I don't think Zeke's fainting spells were ever mentioned. The first time it happens is when Havana catches him spying on her and she scares him. It also happens when she quite literally exposes herself. Anyways, would anything in his normal day-to-day Hutterite life triggered this reaction before Havana arrived? If not, why does no one seem to even be mildly concerned that this child is now constantly fainting? Poppy, Pappy, great question. Seriously, whenever you see a child fainting, you should be like, first stop, emergency room. But I've lived a life. I haven't lived, you know, people have lived a longer life, a more full life, I imagine, a more worldly life. But I have not seen people passing out for what they can't believe. Now, I did see one video. One time when they told a mother that, like, she's like, mom, I'm pregnant. And the mom fainted. That was great. But I haven't really seen it happen to just, I don't know how fainting works. A doctor needs to call in. I agree. The Hutterites do not take care of their children. If that's what you're getting at, I agree. Crafty Joni writes, I have to correct one little thing. At the beginning, Paul says there are just a few Hutterite colonies. There are actually 460 colonies across North America. That's and 350-ish in Canada. I work at a feed mill in southern Alberta, and a large percentage of our customers are Hutterite colonies. Well, Crafty Joni, I'm working off of Wikipedia and Nate Kiley, so I'm trusting you over them. You now know, and you have now enlightened us all about the Hutterites. Thank you. Ordinary Hero writes, I have questions about the fiery Firebird. Are we to believe that after the vehicle crashed and burned, resulting in a fatality, that the police were not contacted? I mean, did the community go out to the vehicle and scrape the charred remains and just leave it there? I mean, if the RCMP were involved, don't you think they would have put it together? I mean, hey, this is a big state fair robbery suspect. I was just very surprised that the first officer on the scene for a car crash in rural Alberta would be an FBI agent. Well, look, we got it. We got a robbery. I mean, the FBI gets called in for these bigger things. You're right. Maybe he was nearby. Maybe he took the call. Maybe he's a goddamn professional. I feel like at that point, the FBI were already on the trail, so they may have just been tailing or hearing something and getting there. I don't know. It's been a year. I've totally forgotten this plot point. I remember that a car blew up with the brother in it. I don't remember. I remember the car blowing up and going, wow, that was an intense scene for a movie that I wasn't expecting, that is. All right, anyway, so this is not a call. Like I said, this is a deleted scene from our live show from an audience member named Francis, who grew up in Great Falls and had some fun information about the town and this movie. Take a listen.
I actually grew up in Great Falls. I'm the same age as Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Okay. This movie was shot when I was a kid there. Okay. One thing I can tell you, that casino and hotel exists. Whoa! It's a real place. You can go there. It's Lucky Lil's, the name in the movie, in the shot. That's it. The other side of it, that crappy little state fair was our state fair. So just so you know, some context. I enjoyed many summers at that very fair, and they show one line of it in some of the rides, but it's bigger than what they shot there.
Do you remember the admission price?
Most days you bought tickets. And it was like 3 to 5 tickets per ride. Okay. Tickets were, I think, $5 for 3, something like that. You could get a bracelet for $20 for unlimited rides 2 days of the week. So
you really know a lot of facts. What can you tell us about the Hutterites? June asked, are they primarily in Canada? Is that true?
We had them right outside of town. In fact, they participate in the local farmer's market. They shopped at the local stores there. They harassed their children who got pulled over for speeding when I was at driving school when I was a kid, got pulled over for speeding.
So now, were you excited when you heard of this movie? Did you see this movie? You remember seeing this movie?
I didn't see it until last week.
Wow. So close, yet so far away.
But it's good. And the town is still proud that this movie was shot there. They didn't all like it. But people love the fact that Leonard Nimoy and Patricia Arquette were there hanging out at the local bars and talking to people and generally being sweet and nice to the people in town.
That's nice to hear. That's always nice to hear.
That's great. All right, what else do we have? All right, let's see. Let's go over here.
What do you think now? I'm so happy we found him, because when I go out into the crowd, I never know who I'm going to get. And when I know that someone in the crowd has that kind of information, can you think of the sliding doors scenario, that Gwyneth Paltrow scenario where if I missed him, we wouldn't have heard that? Thank you, Francis. All right. Back to the Discord, Dr. Guts writes, the news broadcast that Peter hears while at the bar is some real movie nonsense. The anchor identifies Peter by name and says the police are quite certain that he has gone to Canada and that he, along with his accomplice, unnamed, will be attempting to disappear into one of the local Hutterite communities. Peter and Havana do not decide to go to the Hutterite community until they realize that Peter was caught stealing the money on camera. How could the police have any clue that's where they were headed? And even if the police had a tip as to where they were going, why would the news mention that? All that does is alert the criminals that they should go somewhere else instead. Also, why is Peter's name the only one ever identified in the news? Surely Richard Reel's character would have given the police Havana's name as well. Well, look, Havana's an accomplice, right? I really feel like this is Peter's deal. So I feel like they may be like, the jury's out on Havana. If, again, I don't remember this movie, the jury's out on her. We know that Peter is a bad dude. And maybe this local news, instead of, you know, poking at holes at the news, why don't you go, God damn it, that's good local journalism. That's a journalist who's in there figuring shit out, getting one step ahead of the cops. We've all seen the murder at the Cecil Hotel, that Netflix doc. That's what they're doing. They're getting ahead of it. They're doing their own investigative journalism. So kudos, local news. Kudos. Catfish writes, anyone else catch this? Either this is a stunt driver switcheroo, or Havana is very disoriented when she sprints out of that truck. And it is a real great image that we have here on on the Discord, where you can see clearly, I mean, it's not Havana. It's like Spaceballs level stuntman switcheroo here. And if you don't know that, go watch Spaceballs. Watch that one thing. Feel so fulfilled that now you get this one obscure reference. Then go to the Discord. Then watch that and go, oh yeah, Paul, that's kind of right. Anyway, so many great questions. So many great questions and omissions this week. But this week, oh, another impression. Who's that? Elmer fucking Fudd. All right, there's only going to be one winner. One winner here. And you know what? The winner should be me for finding Francis, who grew up in Great Falls. And you know what? I'm going to give it to Francis because he lived through this movie. Can you say that? No, you can't. So, Francis, you are our winner. Bam! Katie Morris hitting it out of the park. That is one of my favorite winter themes. Keep this in the rotation of all time. Katie, you won. Let's hit the theme for Katie.
Basically, you win nothing.
Yes. All right. As Katie states, you both will win nothing. But you hold a place in my heart. And now hold a place for our sponsors in your heart. Texas Pete. Oh, my gosh. I love Texas Pete. It is the hot sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. All right. Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold and balanced flavor. I've loved Texas Pete for years. When I got a box of their stuff at my house, I was so psyched because what I love about their hot sauce is their tanginess, okay? You can use it on anything and you're going to try every flavor. I mean, you got the original, which is great. That's fermented peppers. It's a special blend. Then you got the hotter hot sauce, which is 3 times hotter than the original. And believe me, it is not for the faint of heart. Then you got Sabor by Texas Pete, which adds an authentic Mexican flavor. And I got to tell you, that might be my favorite next to their dust dry seasoning, which matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It is so, so great. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code podcast24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on 4 bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus. Today's episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Well, guess what, people? This is the deal for you. It's Philo. Philo's got movies. It's got shows. And it's got live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial, no contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Philo has unlimited DVR for 1 year, so you can save all of your favorite shows and you can watch them on your own schedule. That's right. It also allows for multiple profiles and multiple streams. That's right. Mom can be in the kitchen, dad can be out in the man cave, and sister Tina can be in her own room. Never miss a minute of shows because there's no better way to watch TV when Philo has more than 70 channels like ID, Lifetime, and MTV. So try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/bonkers. That's philo.tv/bonkers to get 50% off your first month. We're back. Here's the deal, people. We have spent a lot of time hearing from you, but no one has asked me about me, okay, or June or Jason. What are they up to? It's time for me, Paul Scheer. Okay, that's who I am. It's time for my pick of the week. Take a listen.
When the workday is over and the fun begins, I've got to know what Paul recommends. Or the kids go to bed and it's quiet again. It's time to see what Paul recommends. When the workday is over and the fun begins, I've got to know what Paul recommends. Or the kids go to bed and it's quiet again. It's time to see what Paul recommends.
Hey, Brian B. I love it. All right, my pick of the week is simple. You'll probably hear me talk about this with Jason as well. Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Barb and Star go to Vista Del fucking Mar is one of the funniest movies, silliest, goofiest things I've seen in such a long time. As my good friend, director of Happily, Ben David Grabinski said, it is a Muppet movie without the Muppets. And I couldn't agree more. It's $20. It's worth it. Support Kristen Wiig. Support Annie Mumolo. It is so, so good. And if you have HBO Max, get on Judas and the Black Messiah. It's great. It's leaving HBO Max March 14th. So you have a little bit of time. Check it out. Thank you, Brian B., for that song. That was a quick pick. I didn't even get into it that hard. I got some other ones I'm saving for you. Saving for Jason. All right, we have another special treat for you. Here is another deleted scene from Holy Matrimony. This was after June left, and Jason and I were having some fun discussing more of the weird dynamics of the characters in this movie. Take a listen.
And we've referenced it enough that I feel like it's worth watching as we kind of wind down the show here. And this is the scene where he asks, is he man enough? And we gotta watch it.
This is the scene where I wrote, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is doing great work for a 12-year-old.
I am right with you.
Like, I'm not sure I could deliver this performance currently.
Afana! He took vows!
Zeke, go back to the room. We'll discuss this later.
Who's the half pint?
I'm this woman's husband!
Wait, whoa, what's going on here?
Walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Zeke, you may be my husband, but I am still your elder, so go back to our room.
You didn't marry me, Havana, but I married you. Remember that.
So you're babysitting or something, is that it?
Hmm? Or something.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
What? Oh, come on, now hold on, gorgeous. Come on, we're not done yet.
Yes, I am.
Wait. Now, come.
And now the scene continues where it gets really dark.
Next to murder, you have committed the worst sin there is, and I'm married to it. What does he have that I don't?
Nothing. 20 hard years. Strong arms. Kisses great. Was the usual bar pickup stuff.
Yeah, but what about your husband's stuff? What about that?
What is that?
Can you trust him? Does he pray? Is he kind to plants and animals? Is his fur golden? Isn't this what a real husband is supposed to be?
I think I'm gonna be sick.
This movie is a depiction of the central trauma of a boy's life that happens over the course of a week.
I mean, you
where
can't...
he is challenged to the very core of his beliefs
But he also feels like in this scene, like he's not like you would think, and I guess maybe one way to play it would be like he's a 12-year-old boy that he would be so excited about having sex with her or wanting that idea, but he's literally like, he doesn't want to go there. He really wants to commit to her as like a husband.
Correct. Yes.
Beautiful. Oh, it's a beautiful movie.
If I'm ever hooking up with someone and a child comes to the door and she says, "You might be my husband," but I'm like, "Whoa, what? What's this? This guy starts to try and get it going again?" The minute that kid takes off, I'm like, I have 10,000 questions. What? You're married to a child? You're married to a preteen. Excuse me. Are you married to a preteen?
But that guy still seemed to be like, if we can still do this, I'm down.
Oh, he's on board.
He doesn't stop.
He's on board. What show is he on with Cela Ward? What? Sisters? Was it Sisters? Once again, thank you.
I mean, he's doing the Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise part.
Oh yeah, he's like, I'm gonna open my shirt. I'm gonna be a hunk. And
that
I'm gonna
scene
be on
is like
a,
almost very a, too sexual for the movie, because I remember watching that and I was like, ooh, I feel uncomfortable that he's watching that, and I felt betrayed when he saw that happening.
Oh, also they're doing it in the hotel doors have those kind of windows. The door has that. So any room you could do this, reach in and open the door.
It is
super dangerous. They also have the curtains open so you can see in fully while they're like getting biz done.
Man, oh man. Well,
I swear to God. Paul, imagine. Imagine you have met a beautiful woman in a
yes.
bar.
Mm-hmm.
You take her back to the room
sure.
for a makeout session.
Sure.
A child
uh-huh.
shows up at the window and mm-hmm. says, I'm this woman's husband.
Mm-hmm.
The woman does not disagree. Mm-hmm. She, in fact, confirms that this is her husband. It is a child. The child leaves in a like an emotional panic. And you're like, I'm still going to try and get that BJ, baby.
Part of me goes, hey, look, I don't label. You do you. I mean, that's a cool open
relationship.
I
respect the game, but like, this is a wild endeavor.
Everything is fluid. Let's do it. Let's
that
have fun.
Was a kid. I would be like, are you fucking that kid?
You know what? Like in my mind, I'm like, it's a bar hookup. I don't have to live with it. As long as that kid doesn't have any STDs, I am DTF.
Holy shit.
All right. Now that Holy Matrimony is out of the way, let's talk about next week's movie. We went from watching, child marriage to something I think that talks more about the dangers of marrying someone that you don't love. Ooh, yes. We're going to a sexy, erotic thriller called Jade. IMDb describes it as, when a prominent art dealer is found murdered, the man's death leads to an intriguing investigation steeped in sex, corruption, and crime. Take a listen to the trailer for Jade.
Did you ever see him socially?
No, not really.
And you never had a sexual relationship with him?
I said I had no social contact with him. I do consider sex to be a social contact. As you know, I'm married.
We found a roll of film in that room safe.
Freeze it right there. Magnify it. Mrs. Gavin, is that you on the tape? How could you let them do this to you, Trina?
They didn't do anything to me, David. It was my choice. I was in control and I liked it.
She couldn't get enough of it. She loved it.
I saw that side of you before.
What did the tape turn you on?
All right. Love it. You can find Jade on Amazon Prime, where you can check your local public libraries, where you can find movies for free. Big thank you to Molly Reynolds, Cody Fisher, Devin Bryant, all of our friends behind the scenes, like July Diaz, our good, good friend, the ghost of Craig T. Nelson, that's Zach McAleese. And also, I want to say a big thanks to Kyle Waldron, I want to give it up to Avril Haley, who picks all of our movies, doing a killer job. Jade was a great choice. And of course, Nick Kiley. Anyway, people, that is it for the show. Please remember to rate and review it. It really does help. Please rate and review the show. It helps. Visit us on Twitter and Facebook and IG. Make sure that you go to the right Instagram for How Did This Get Made. We're just at HDTGM, not the underscore one. Fuck that one. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We, you know, the whole thing. And if you want to go to the archives and hear everything, then you should sign up for Stitcher Premium for a free 1 month trial. Use the code BONKERS. A big thank you to you all. We'll see you next week for Jade. How did this get made?
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.